Satnam, everyone. I'm so happy to be back on the beautiful cosmic ride with all you angelic multidimensional beings today, November 7th, 2014. My Shakti activation call goes on. Our angelic interface with our higher selves and the angelic realm. So it's not yet in body. We'll say those not yet in body because there's many who are anxious to come into body once a few of these 3D situations, shall we say, get a little more resolved. And I was so just very inspired by the people, so many lights being turned on in the teacher training we just went through, so many young people just so connected to their original purity, stepping into the role of teachers and spreaders of light, star beings. It just was very inspiring for me these last couple weeks to be with this beautiful group of people with such open heart chakras. So it was very encouraging for me to experience what we're going into. Yay! So we'll talk about the eclipse that we've just gone through, this Scorpio-Libra eclipse. And we'll talk about the astrology, and we'll talk about where we're going. And it's just wonderful to be back with everyone again, holding this beautiful field of consciousness as we make this huge, huge, huge transition. I'm going to say not from one dimension to another, but here's the download, the reframe that I've been experiencing lately, and the awareness that I really have is it's really more that what's happening is we're moving out of one section of the galaxy. It's kind of like a Star Trek episode. We're moving into another quadrant, another field of the galaxy. And what we actually live in is fields of consciousness. So we've been in the field of consciousness, and we might want to call it unconsciousness, of mainly being cut off from the awareness and the acceptance of the fact that we are multidimensional beings, of our true selves. We've been in kind of a Kali Yuga, the yogis would say, or amnesia. We could say it through an experiment. I don't know what we want to call it, but we've been in a certain quadrant of the galaxy where there's not as much light. It's darker, so it's harder to know what's real, what's true. It's harder to know what are all of our facets. So we've been in this whole kind of 3D centric, we'll put it that way, 3D centric reality. And as we literally move into another area of consciousness, another star field, another field of awareness, another, like it's like going to another city, except it's a whole other place where everything's completely different. So how we've learned to operate and maintain ourselves in our quote-unquote limited 3D perceptual reality is all completely different. And everybody at the course where I was teaching, I talked about all of 3D being an addiction, which of course we've talked about on this call before. Had heard that for the first time, were repeating it, saying, oh my gosh, they were just kind of like, the lights were going off. Yeah, all of 3D, if we identify with this is the only way we can do things, then that cling to old beliefs becomes the addiction. Like, well, we've always done it this way, so it has to be that way, you know? So that kind of right, wrong, good, bad, moralistic thinking, divide and conquer. So all that's 3D. And as we move into our multidimensional selves and the higher dimensions, of course, our perceptions change, our beliefs change, and the way we solve problems and deal with situations and relate to things obviously changes. So as we move into our heart chakra, just the fourth dimension, just one little dimension above 3D, right? Not far to go. Anybody out there?
I'm here. We lost her again.
Such a bummer! I get so entranced and then she's gone! And I look forward to this all week. Come back to the can! Oh, it's so nice to have her back.
Yeah, it is.
And she told about. Okay, I'm back. Sorry about that. It just takes me a minute to dial back in when my phone disconnects.
Okay.
Phew. And I am paying attention to it.
All better.
Okay, so we're talking about entering a different star field, and then the phone disc. In this new star field, we're going to use a different system for connecting. We'll use a different, as a perfect example. In this new dimension we're entering into, it's like a new star field where things literally do not work the same way. We are literally like being turned inside out, upside down. And that's what the eclipse that we just went through, that Scorpio eclipse, was just about. Scorpio is about transformation, and we still have the Scorpio and Saturn conjunction going on, too. And Saturn's also about transformation, so it's like Saturn is the 3D, the world that we form around us, and it's been a 3D world. Well, with Scorpio and Saturn, oh my gosh. It's like everything that we thought was real or solid or how things had to be in order to function, Scorpio just says, just dissolves all that. It takes us to the depths of our belief systems, to the cores of our beliefs and saying, and it's conjoined with Saturn. So the two of them are going like, I think we just need to remake everything. And in the meantime, our worlds are being turned upside down. We don't know what's happening. We don't know what's happening with whatever it happens to be, people losing their houses, the financial system, the government, the elections, people are literally going crazy because we don't have the new system in place. We are definitely in the dissolution. And those of us that are here as portals, remember our portals for mortals, to bring through the new transmissions, the new frequencies, which are coming through in this moment right now. Thank you very much, sir. So what's happening with the current transmission and is going on in this whole period of time is right now in this moment and in other moments as well, is our pineal gland is being opened, our third eye. We're literally receiving light transmissions or information, light encoding, the new information, the new frequencies, how we need to adjust to align with, activate for this new star system, this new galactic star system, this new part of the galaxy that we're moving into. So I think we have such an idea as part of one of our belief systems in 3D that we live on the Earth and things are, you know, we look out the I'm looking out the window right now. I'm seeing trees and, you know, I walk to the beach and it all seems rather, you know, somewhat predictable, logical, familiar. But what if all of a sudden, you know, like, I don't know, trees are upside down or something. We literally are moving through space even though we're on this seemingly solid piece of Earth, so to speak. Gaia is moving through space. So the whole energy that we exist in is really a field of consciousness that appears to be solid for our learning, growth, education. And in terms of us being portals for mortals, the appearance of physical form, 3D reality, gives us a way to actually make sense of all this and to grow individually into our own unique consciousness, which is what's happening more and more. We need to be more solidly identified with our own individual consciousness in relationship to the whole, in relationship to other dimensions, as opposed to having an individual consciousness that's separate from the whole. And we're trained in schools, and we're trained by the culture to be looked at as if we're just the same. Everybody has to sit in the same desk. Everybody has to, you know, memorize the same useless history that probably isn't true anyway. When the opposite is true, we need to really be able to embrace our individual selves and the power of our individual selves. We need, the Scorpio is a power transformation. We need to transfer our false sense of power, which in this 3D culture has been power over first three chakras, into the heart, into compassion, into the power of our multidimensional self, into the power of the light, the power of the oneness. So we're moving into a field that operates under the law of one, the law of oneness, the law of compassion. It recognizes that So what's happening as we move into this ever-changing star field and ever-changing technology is that what does not work is not operable in this new star field, this new field of consciousness, is going to be literally, as the expression goes, sticking out like a sore thumb. So that's why what I was saying is when we're understanding that 3D has become an addiction, when we're not able to use the Saturn-Scorpio transformation to dissolve the ways, the belief system, its belief systems, the belief systems that keep us limited by our association with our 3D belief system. So as long as we believe that we're just 3D beings and not multidimensional beings, then it becomes, the beliefs become an addiction, which literally stop us from being able to vibrate with the new frequencies coming in. So what I was saying a minute ago is we were getting a download, a reset on our pineal gland, our third eye. This is the key. Because our brain, we know we have the 10 bodies. We're multidimensional beings, and yogically it's defined as having 10 bodies. So each, what we call is the 10 yogic bodies in tantric numerology, is actually a dimension. So to go to activate our multidimensional selves or our spiritual bodies, our pineal gland has to be activated, and that's light. Light has to come into our third eye. We have to be able to see the light, literally. And we can only see the light with our third eye, which is now we can identify with being multidimensional light beings rather than limited 3D beings, which causes us to be frustrated addicts, looking for some kind of relief, some kind of excuse, some kind of of relief from the pressure, because what makes us feel pressurized is our limitations. When we can go beyond our limitations and ride the currents of light, tune into the infinite mind, get direction from our intuition, get support from our guides, feel the frequencies, feel that this field that we're moving into is a supportive field, that this field of consciousness is supportive, where the field that we're moving out of, it doesn't feel very supportive. It feels very dark. And there has been the Kali Yuga. It has been a field of darkness, that area of the galaxy. And I was listening to something, a channeling on the internet, and I do vibrate with it. It's true that we're, as I said, the Earth is in this hole, in addition to lining up our sun, lining up with the central sun of the Milky Way galaxy, December 21st, 2012, so that we get direct information from the central sun, which is where the direct transmissions come through, the light, the sun, the light brings in the information, the directives from the field, where Earth is also moving through a galactic orbit that takes 238 million years. And each piece, each quadrant of the galaxy is like a field of consciousness. So that's what I'm saying. We're moving into a whole different, we're orbiting into a different field of consciousness. And what causes the 3D limitation or the 3D addiction is when people are only identified with the information that the brain processes. So that's like everything we've learned, you know, like I'm saying, in school or the world around us or news on TV, everything that we learned as information, the brain stores and processes, and we need that information. We need to know how to walk and how to get to the store and how to drive a car. We need the brain to be processing information for us, how to exist in a 3D world. But it's not the whole story. The rest of the story, right, Paul Harvey, is that we really are light beings. And now that we're moving into really a quadrant of the galaxy that's more of a natural state, more of a field of oneness, more of what our natural state is, it can seem very awkward and unnatural unless so, what I was saying was that the brain, the physical brain, is connected to our multidimensional mind. As multidimensional beings, we have a multidimensional mind. And the multidimensional mind is what receives the light transmissions through the third eye. And when we meditate and open and activate the third eye, our pineal gland, the light can come in. The light of the truth can come in. The light of the truth that we live in a field of oneness, the light of the truth that we're not limited 3D beings that just have a life, we die, and then we're never heard from again. We're multidimensional. We have multiple lifetimes. We exist on many planes of existence. We're not just connected here on Earth and cut off from everything else. No, we're connected to our guides and angels right now, to Yogi Bhajan and to the angels that want to come into physical forms when we're more in this frequency that's more home, to angels that have never incarnated. They've maybe served for millions of years. but they want to have that experience, that 3D experience, until we're able to be conscious of our multidimensional selves, again, our 10 bodies, mind, physical, spiritual bodies, right, 6, 7, 8, so we have the visualization, the third eye, 6th body, 7th body, aura, we send light out. So we're receiving light, and then when our 7th body is activated, we're able to emit light in our energy field so the people are around us feel healed by that light. 7s are healers. I'm a 7th soul. And 8th, chronic body. So that's the connection between the finite and the infinite. So the brain is finite, and the connection with the chronic body is the multidimensional self or the multidimensional mind. The mind, when the mind can feel and receive the light, then you can expand and get messages from the infinite and know that you're unlimited and know that there's many ways to solve a problem, many ways to deal with the situation, and that you're not alone. And so all of these fears that are generated by 3D, like you're born in sin and you're alone and, you know, me against the world and, you know, all these things that cause so much fear and anxiety because we have to deal with, in physical form, we have to deal with these problems and issues, can only be overcome by accessing our multidimensional minds, by allowing the light to lead us rather than the darkness to lead us. So we're just coming out of the darkness so we can be led by the light. So that's what it is during this time. We're learning how to trust when we've been so kind of in the darkness, and so many things have been really abusive on this planet. Wars, as an example, you know. So we're going through this huge transition of moving into the awareness that we're multidimensional beings, learning how to feel the light, learning how to trust the light, learning how to let go of 3D limiting beliefs and be stabilized enough to hold our hearts open, be compassionate for others, be the portal that brings through the ascension or the light consciousness onto the planet. It's all happening at the same time. It's all dissolving. And we're dissolving, and we have to step forward with that great leap of faith, that leap into the unknown. So it's almost like we're walking blindly into the night, but it's really like we're walking with eyes open, with third eye opened, into the daylight, into the light. So we're really walking into the light, but it seems very unformed at this time, because the forms that will work in this new star field aren't really in place in a big way on the planet. Yes, there's maybe little retreat centers here and there where you can get some relief, certain pockets of people, or if you're in the country, but on the planet as a whole, we're just at the beginning, anchoring in the light. So that's what we've been going through with this eclipse, and I wasn't going to talk to you about it at that time, but that's what we have. And we've got this Sun-Venus moving through Scorpio, coming into a trine with Neptune, Chiron, and Pisces. So again, this field is really more
button on. Anybody else there? Button on. Do it again.
She'll be back in a second.
Okay.
So as we move into this new field, the feminine, which has been suppressed, is going to be totally needed. So people that have totally suppressed their feelings and their needs and speaking the truth and honoring the mother, all the things that this call was set up, to bring forth the Shakti activation, people who aren't comfortable with that are going to feel really lost, and they may be lashing out, they may be angry, there may be repressed anger that comes out, maybe a highly emotional, volatile time. But it's when something's been really squashed and repressed, it's going to come out however it comes out. And I know that my friend Kelly Bryson, that I learned nonviolent communication from, he said, like, when you start to not be nice but being real, like you start speaking your truth, you may go through in a phase called the obnoxious phase, where your truth just comes out however it comes out. So watch for the obnoxious phase in yourself and others and the world around you, and just go, okay, it's repressed truth. The feminine has been repressed. And with this Sun Venus moving through Scorpio and Neptune, Chiron, and Pisces, that means that's all water. So it's healing of our feelings of the truth of what we feel that's been repressed, that we haven't been allowed to express. But we're going to need to move back into our feeling nature to be able to feel how it is to be in this new star field. We have to feel to be in this field, and we have to feel what works and what doesn't work, and we have to feel our hearts being open, and we have to have our compassion and all these things. And the separation and all of that 3D energies are dissolving, but in a way that can, again, bring up scary feelings for people. So it may be a time to just breathe with people, and, you know, continue all that we're doing to create, to be the portals for the connection, so that we can hold the feeling nature, the divine feminine feeling nature in balance with the strength of the masculine. The Shiva Shakti, the divine feminine masculine, needs to be in balance. So it's not all feminine, it's not all masculine, it's the balance, but it's the divine balance. It's the third eye balance. So when we're beyond the effect of the tattvas, remember, earth, water, fire, air, ether, at the third eye, no tattva, no element. So we've talked on some of the other calls about balancing the tattvas and being aware, oh, is it too much water, is it too much fire? So that we're directing the tattvas, we're directing the elemental kingdom, so we can send light in a balanced way to the earth through the tattvas, through the breath, through the air, through the water, through the ethers. We can bless the water. We can bless the etheric field. When we can hold the consciousness of compassion, the consciousness of unity, all those qualities that are part of this field of light. So any tattvas, so to speak, that are imbalanced, they're going to be shown up as an addiction that needs to be balanced. So we know how to do all that yogically, so you can look up a yoga set and breathe deeply and all those things, but that's what we're dealing with right now. We're dealing with the dissolution into the evolution through the revolution. So there we go. So that's a little. So that's a lot. But I don't know. I don't want my phone to get disconnected again. I don't know why it's doing that. All right. So we're just going to do the Rama, which is balancing the masculine and feminine, the sun and the moon, as a meditation today and for this week. Ram 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 Ram
Thank you.
Focus on the third eye, bring the light in, get this final transmission anchored in. Yogi Bhajan and his angels are still with us. And exhale, let it go, let it go. Thank you, sir. He's waving goodbye. Yay! Beautiful. Would anybody like to share anything? We have a couple more minutes. I'm just feeling my third eye vibrating, so thank you, everybody. I'm feeling like this star field in my head.
That was the perfect meditation.
Oh, good. Good.
And just in the porch with the glowing pink sunset. It was divine.
Awesome. Wow.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, nice. The sunsets have been really pink lately here, too. I think they're giving us messages. The sunset's giving us messages. Wow.
It felt perfect to do the Rama.
Mm-hmm. It really did. I felt the same way, too. It just, yeah, it just felt, you know, and the extra energy into it. And also what you were talking about earlier about how, you know, 3D and that, and I felt that too. It just seems like it's more awkward, or sometimes it's just totally in the flow, and just everything just, wow, just perfectly flowing, and then that comes back sometimes, and it's just like, wow, okay, it's awkward, or you know I don't know sometimes how to, I don't know, you just try to do the best you can, I guess.
I think that's a good way to put it, Sharon, that sometimes it's like some things just seem a lot more awkward than they used to, like maybe they did fit better, but all of a sudden it just seems like a lot more things, it's like it's more noticeable if it's, you know, more 3D oriented than more light or more love oriented, it's like showing up more.
Right, it's, you know, it's more evident, you know, it's like, wow, you know. And that's just perhaps like part of the old program or the old, you know, or you know, what's still around for some people, I guess. It's just, it's not good or bad. It's just that you see that and you think, okay, you know, well, I don't know.
I think there's a level of consciousness, though, that's coming up that different than it has been, that we're all paying attention or more aware, and that awareness and that consciousness is stronger. And it's making me feel more powerful. I've noticed that even at times I look people, you know, dead on in the face where I and I see or I can feel their thoughts in some ways or their energy more. So I'm feeling that presence more. I'm feeling more conscious of my even if the effect or the sound of my words and how they vibrate and how they create reactions. So I'm becoming more aware of those things. So I mean, I have those days where I feel like I crashed and burned, but I have more days of enlightenment than I do anything else.
No, crash and burn. That's just funny.
I totally resonate with that. Sometimes things just seem to be like, you know, a lot more dense, and then other times they just seem to be like a lot more light and flowing. So I am really noticing the contrast so much more. So I think that's a good word, the contrast.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's just really wonderful, and it's like, oh, this is so great. There's so much light. Everything's flowing. And then the next minute it could seem like, oh, my God, what happened? And the dense reality comes back in, and it just seems so much heavier or something.
I have been trying to not look at it as in a dualistic way, as if it's good or bad, more like just...
Right.
Okay, this is where I'm at, so let me just feel it, experience it, you know, and it'll, you know, resolve itself. So I kind of try to just say, okay, well, this is where I'm supposed to be right now. This is what I'm supposed to experience right now, so I'll just go ahead and embrace this.
That's a good thing
to do. That a lot more. I find myself telling myself to do that more now. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like not judging it, just, okay, it's, you know, here's what this is what that is, and whether, you know, in the past, oh, my God, that's really good, or, oh, that's not so good, you know, still just seeing it all as the same, but just not trying to react to it, or just, you know, in the old way, you know.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good way to put it. Good. Well, that feels better. I feel more integrated. I'm feeling that integration that I got from the pineal, the light beam, I felt like Yogi Bhajan was definitely like, okay, here it is. And I definitely got that light coming in my, you know, my third eye, and now I feel it like really coming more into my whole body, into my cells, and I think that's what we're talking about. We're trying to get, you know, our whole body to become lighter.
Trickle down.
I have been feeling my chakras more. I felt a lot of that, especially, what do you call it, the second chakra, and my seventh chakra. I've been feeling that. That's been doing overtime duty on me lately. Every time I stand up or I move around, I'm feeling that. So I'm enjoying that because I didn't used to always feel like I am now.
Yes. I've been seeing more auras too, or people's auras. I'll be talking to them also, man, seeing all this green, you know, light. I'm thinking, wow, are my eyes okay? You know, so I like that too. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's like, wow, it's so evident, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, you know, it's wow, it's, you know, I like, yeah, I've been enjoying that more.
Well, I'm back. I walked outside for a bit and I started walking around, and then I don't know. Anyway, it must be something about being connected to the conference line, or too much light for 3D. But anyway, we're back. So would anybody like to share anything else, or I think maybe we're coming to a completion for today, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Feels like it. Okay, good. So just for this week, the Rama for the chat and balancing the male and the female, but it's what we're really doing this week is allowing that pineal transmission that we just got from Yogi Bhajan to feel. He's saying this is going to last you at least for a week to fill our whole bodies with light. So allow each cell of your body to embrace that infinite connection rather than thinking of ourselves as being finite. Think about that we're receiving this infinite light for rejuvenation. So he's saying, focus on that, getting rejuvenated this week, and make sure you drink water and put a little lime or lemon in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we're going to be, releasing some lower frequencies. So we need, he's saying the lemon's really important because that, because of the frequency. The purity. He's saying it's the lemon makes the water pure because you're not really getting pure drinking water. So the lemon helps that. All right. Okay. We got it. So thank you, everybody. I'm really happy
thank
to be
you.
Back. And I'll look thank forward you. To speaking you with you next week.
Bless you all, good goddesses. Sat Nam.
Sat Nam. Bye.
Love you.
Love you all.